Welcome to the second Staffordshire Marketing Academy podcast. This time a very special podcast with Caroline Law from Caroline Law Consulting interviewing Rob Brown, International Authority on Referral Marketing and Reputation Management. This is even more special as Rob Brown will be our keynote speaker at our next event, Action for Business Live, on the 27th of May at the Stoke Moat House. But without further ado, straight over to Caroline's interview with Rob Brown.
Hello, my name's Caroline Law from Caroline Law Consulting, and tonight I am talking to the Rob Brown, motivational speaker and leading authority on networking. And he's going to be coming and joining us on the 27th of May for the Staffordshire Marketing Academy's inaugural event, Action for Business Live. Rob, welcome.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to chat a little bit tonight and share some insights into what's going to be happening on the day at Action for Business Live at the Moat House on the 27th of May. So I've just got a few questions for you. Hopefully people will get to understand you a little bit more and hopefully be inspired by what you've got to share with us on the day.
Let's hope so. It's going to be an amazing day.
It is going to be an amazing day. We're very excited. Everybody's working really hard at the moment, pulling the content together, but it's working really well. And we've got, at the moment, over 70 businesses signed up. So, yeah, we're pleased with the response. It's going great. So during the session, we're going to cover off quite a few things, or you're going to cover off quite a few things. So just to kick off, talking about personal brand, how would you define personal brand?
Well, let's consider three concepts in the round, as it were. If you think of it, a series of circles, like a little donut, let's put character on the inside. So the character is what grounds you and what's on the inside, you know, what you stand for, what are your values, what are your ethics and everything else, your integrity and all of that stuff. And then around that is the personal brand, which is the way all the stuff inside of you manifests itself. So every little thing that comes out from you and what's on the inside is termed your personal brand. So your business card, your website, the clothes you wear, the car you drive, the words that you put down when you tap on a keyboard, the stuff that you say when you're on the phone, every little bit of literature that you've got, it all goes together to make up your personal brand. And it's all the little cues and messages and different ways that people get your message, get what you're about, they interpret your world. And then the final ring around that is your reputation. And that's what people see, think, feel, do, and say when they come into contact with that personal brand. You know, what impact are you having? So to make it really impactful and to make it really work for you, everything's got to be lined up. So your values, your character, what you stand for, everything on the inside, that's manifested in your personal brand, all the ways that comes out. And then hopefully people will think and do and feel and say all the right things you want them to do whenever they come into contact with you or your name. It's a long answer, but does that put it into context for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very visual too. So I'm imagining that at the moment, and that'll probably stick with me for quite a long time. So how important would you say personal brand is when you are connecting with other people?
It's important enough to make a difference if you get it wrong.
Right, okay.
It's an underestimated business tool, shall we put it that way? If you think of business this way, think of success this way, they say that success lies in getting on with some people and getting ahead of others. So it becomes a people thing, doesn't it? And we're all judgmental people. We all make decisions, buy decisions every day, judgments on people and things and products and services. And these days, in a very competitive marketplace, we need any kind of edge that we can get. So given that we live in what we call a similar society, and that means that pretty much everyone, well, similar companies are dealing with similar products and services, selling it for similar prices to similar clients and prospects with similar outcomes, employing similar people with similar qualifications. You get the idea. You could go on and on.
Yeah,
it's very samey. It's very competitive. You're a marketer, Caroline. You know this. So we're looking for some kind of edge, some hook, some element of differentiation. And the message to people listening is that you don't need to be radically different to be the one that gets chosen. You just need to be a little bit better, a little bit different, just to have a bit of an edge, something different that sets you apart. And your personal brand, the way all these things come out, the position you take in the marketplace, the way you pitch and offer your proposition, could be that edge that you really, really need to be the number one choice.
So do you think personality is important, expressing your own individual personality?
Yes. I have to say yes, because it's in my book on how to build your reputation.
Nice plug.
You've done your homework. You do it by, there's 13 different ways to build a reputation, and one of them is reputation by traits. So you can get a reputation for being quick-tempered, for being fast, for being analytical, for being, you know, all kinds of different personality traits and attributes, character traits, things like that. You can get a reputation for doing things in a certain way. You can get a reputation for hanging around certain people. You can get a reputation for knowledge that you have. There's lots of different ways to do it. The message is for people listening that you've got to find your way, because Caroline, Stuart, Phil, you're all on the call. You're all brilliant at what you do. Everyone that comes on this big day are going to be brilliant at what they do. You've got to find a way that plays to your strengths. You've got to do it your way, because your weapons are not my weapons. Your skills are not my skills. Your knowledge is not my knowledge. Your network is not my network. I can't be you and you can't be me. So if we want a soundbite, I'd say bring who you are to what you do. Bring who you are to what you do. That's compelling. That's attractive. That's unusual. In a world where people try to be the same as everyone else, bring who you are to what you do. And that's going to be authentic, isn't it? That's going to be a little bit different. That's going to be engaging. That's going to make people think, that's interesting.
Yeah, which leads to being memorable and remarkable, I guess.
Well, isn't that a great thing to have in business these days, in that similar world that we talked about?
Mm.
You know, it's unlikely that you're going to be much better than everyone else that does what you do. And I would guarantee that there are people that are not as good as you, Caroline, that earn 10 times more than you.
Yeah.
Why is that? Equally, there are people that will be better than you at what you do, but they won't earn as much as you.
Yeah.
So why is that? There must be some reasons, and I would put forward that the reason is there's something about your reputation, about your brand, that makes people choose you, even though you're not as good. Why do we go for brands? Why do we put our trust in these brands and these propositions? It's something about them. They may not even be as good as other brands, but we go to them first, above and beyond all of the other choices, including that choice always to do nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's really interesting. You touched on reputation a couple of times in the last few minutes. So if you were giving somebody, I don't know, top three tips on reputation management, what sort of things should they be thinking about?
Okay. You can't separate personal brand and reputation. You can also separate character and personal brand. But let's talk about reputation for a minute. The first thing I would ask anybody in building a reputation is, what do you want to be famous for? What do you want to be known for? You see, most people in life can tell you what they don't want. There's very few people in life can tell you what they do want. So what do you want? Well, I don't want to be poor. Yeah, but what do you want? Well, I want to be successful. Yeah, yeah, but what does that look like? So I'd say to people, what do you want to be famous for? What corner of the market do you want to occupy? Where do you want to dominate? What is it you want to be known for? And then I'm giving you these tips really in the form of questions. The second point I'd say is, who do you want to be known by? Who do you want to be famous with? You can't be all things to all people. So you've got to pick a niche. You've got to pick a lane. You've got to pick where you want to be famous and what do you want to be famous for. And once you've got those, you can really begin to carve out your battle plan. What is it you're going to do to be known for that thing by that audience? And it's as you would advocate with your marketing consultancy, Caroline, I know you're really good at that, you would advocate to people to be strategic.
Yeah,
don't just try a bit of this and a bit of that. Let's join it all together. What do you want to be famous for? Who do you want to be famous with? And then let's get a plan to make that happen. Yeah. If people can be strategic, like with networking is a classic example. People just go to event after event. I didn't get any business from that. Right, I'll go to the next event. Nothing happened there. I'll try something else. And it's not joined up. It's not strategic. But reputation, like anything, is something that you can plan to really happen if you are strategic.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, and just to round up, we do live in challenging times at the moment, and this this isn't going to change overnight. It's been going on a couple of years. And it's challenging times in business and at home, because the two aren't separate, are they? They're all one, because we're people that live at work and live at home. Mm. What would you say to people starting out, diversifying or regenerating their business in terms of staying optimistic, feeling in control or taking control, and being inspired by what's going on around them rather than getting distracted by anything that's maybe too negative?
What a great question. One thing I notice about very successful people is that they say no to a lot of things. It's so easy to get distracted by the next initiative, the next product, the next service, the next big thing, the next way of marketing your business. It's really hard to see that great sales copy on a web page and not sign up for that piece of software or sign up for that coaching program or follow that guru. It's really bewildering for people starting out. You said it's competitive. It is. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There are more ways to make money now than ever before. There has never been a better time to go into business. It has never been so easy to start a business. It has never been so enticing to leave the realms of employment and move into self-employment and start to sail your own ship. This is the easiest point in history ever to get rich. The problem with that is that everyone is chasing that dream. Because it's so easy, because the entry to market is low, because you just really need a website and a business card and bang, you're away. You can even sell stuff that you don't own these days. Look at the people making money from eBay and Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can sell stuff you don't even own. You can trade other people's stuff, but you can do it. Entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, can get really bewildered by the choice. So a good soundbite here is that we can do anything, but we can't do everything. It is competitive. The fact that there are so many choices can stunt our growth and our progress. Entrepreneurs are really good at saying yes to the right things. We can do anything, but we can't do everything. And you know what? If you're going to get into anything, you're going to have to work hard. You talked about personal and business life. I'm seeing them more and more blurred in the lives of good people. Mm. People taking work home, people get involved in stuff at night. Your mobile phone never switches off. You're always doing something on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and everything else. It's relentless. It never stops. But I will give this word of optimism for people. I've said it's a really good time to go into business. It's a really good time to start your own venture. But life's about seasons. There is a season to start something and sow seeds and really get your head down and cane it and work it hard. And put in the 10, 12-hour days. And put your mortgage and your life on the line. There's a season to try that. And it's going to be tough. But there's always that light at the end of the tunnel, because everyone that's ever got anything has risked something, has worked hard, has gone through tough times. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a different season ahead. But you've just got to get through this startup time, this courageous time, this taking risks time, this almost saying no to the good so you can say yes to the great. You know, great quote by John Maxwell, say no to the good so you can say yes to the great. It's not saying yes to everything. It's saying no to a lot of things so that you can really say yes to the stuff that's going to float your boat, that you're really passionate about, that you're better than most people are, that really blows you away, that gets you excited. It's a great time to be in business. It really is. There's more money around than ever before. There's more people buying than ever before. There's more ways to reach them than ever before. There's more ways to get your name out there than ever before. There's better ways to network than ever before. Now is the time. So get in, get working, move through this season of startup, and there are fantastic times ahead and real triumphs and celebrations to be had. But you've got to be in the game.
If people are sitting in their home office or indeed in their office or work for somebody else, and they're listening to this thinking, do I go, don't I go? What would you say to them?
Well, without getting into any legal ramifications of making people jump when they shouldn't do, I would say that we only regret the things in life that we don't do. If you have a redundancy package, if you have an opportunity, if you're not happy, maybe God's telling you something. Maybe the universe is saying to you, now is the time. Some people will never go and branch out, will break out until they're pushed. But if you've got an opening, if you've got an inkling, if you're restless, you know, we go through those restless times when the good days are more than the bad days in an employed role, where we don't like the boss, where we can't see any progression in what we're doing. You know, that's God telling you something. I'd say go for it. Yes, it's risky. If you want a bit of a blanket, get see if you can save up 3 or 4 months worth of salary and get that little cushion in the bank. But for some people, it's maybe even too late for that. You know, if you really want it, you can do it. And I'll say this, there are people worse off than you, less educated than you, older or younger than you, less good looking than you, less connected than you, less money than you, that have made it. So what's your excuse?
And if other people are sitting in front of their computer listening to this podcast and thinking, I'd really like to go along on the 27th of May, but I'm not quite sure I can afford that much time out of my business, what would you say to them?
I'd say don't come. This is going to be an amazing day. If you, you know, tough times come and go, but tough people stay. We're going to get through these tough times. They will go. Tough people stay. How do you get tough? How do you get mentally tough? You upskill. You learn more. You professionally develop yourself. You take on new knowledge. You upskill in certain areas. How are you going to do that sat on your backside doing the same things you've been doing? You've got to get out. You've got to get around new people, get new ideas, learn new skills, take on new knowledge. This day is going to be phenomenal for that. Not just with the stuff that I'm going to share with people, but all the other speakers look phenomenal. I'm looking forward to sitting back in the audience with my notepad and listening to these people that have been through it, listening to you talk, Caroline, about your marketing insights, because you live and breathe that stuff. Mm-hmm. I never stop learning. I'm always on the lookout for new and better ways to raise my game. And I saw a great quote the other day that said, if you do what others won't, then you will get what others don't. If you do what others won't, then you will get what others don't. If you want an edge in this life, you've got to do what your competitors don't do. And you ain't going to learn too much sat at home doing the same things you've been doing. So come and learn something new. Come and meet some new contacts. Invest a day in your business, because that's always going to come back to you 3, 5, 10-fold down the line. And I say to people, look, your business will look like what it is in 3, 6, 12 months on the basis of what you do right now and over the next 2 or 3 months. So shape your business now by taking on the new knowledge, learning the new skills, getting around the right people, and make that difference for the future. This is the season to invest. When times are tough, when business is not happening quickly, when people are taking longer to take decisions on whether or not they buy, this is giving you a little bit of free time to invest in you, to learn new stuff, so that you come out of this bigger, faster, stronger, quicker than anyone else, steal a little bit more market share, get a little bit ahead of the game, steal a little bit of a march on your competition. And you will be that tough person that rides out this game and is reaping the benefits in a few months' time. So can you afford not to? Can you afford not to?
Well, thanks, Rob. I'm really looking forward to listening to you speak and hearing what you've got to say on the 27th of May. Thank you very, very much for giving me your time this evening. Really appreciate it. And I think everybody else will too.
It's been a pleasure, but you know, it means nothing if we don't complete the circle. We've got a taster tonight. If you're listening to this, you've gone part way. You've done something, and that's great. Pat you on the back, but you know it's not enough. You know you need to go more than just a little taste. You know you need to fill your boots up with tapping into the minds of these great gurus that can really, really help you. Yeah, am I a guru? Well, yeah, I know more than a lot of people on this networking and reputation stuff. You get around this, you can really raise your game in it, and you can take in 30, 40 minutes what it's taken me 5, 10 years to master if you really pin your ears back. And the same for people listening to the other speakers. You can really get ahead of the game here. But unless you're in the game, unless you're in the room, you can't get a winning ticket. So I'm really excited to share some stuff with these people. It's really nice to share stuff with people that are hungry. Mm. There's three types of people come to events like this. There's the prisoners that have been forced to be there. You know, your boss tells you to go, or your spouse tells you to go, or your conscience tells you to go, but you really don't want to go. There's the holidaymakers that say, business is crap, I just want a day out the office. I just want a bit of a fun time. I just want to let off steam. You know, these are okay. But the third group of people that come are the really coachable people. The people that say, yes, I want to raise my game. Yes, I want to be better next week than I was last week. Yes, I want to be stronger in 6 months' time than I was 6 months ago. And it's to these people that we say, you are the ones we want in this room. Because you are the ones that can really benefit from what we're going to share with you. And this is a fabulous opportunity. There's so much hard work gone into this. Some people have no idea what it takes to put an event like this together. But you know the team. You've worked so hard to make this work. Let's get 100, 150 people in the room and make it one of the most exciting events that Staffordshire's ever seen in a long, long time. We'll create some real buzz. It's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait.
Brilliant. That's great. Thanks very much for your time, Rob.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, I certainly think that was a fantastic interview and could not think that anybody after hearing that would not want to be coming to Action for Business Live on the 27th of May to hear Rob Brown in person. And if anybody wants any further information, of course, go straight along to our website, staffsmarketingacademy.co.uk. That's staffs, as in STAFFS, marketingacademy.co.uk. Or look for us on Twitter, Twitter handle staffsma, or on Facebook or LinkedIn, especially LinkedIn, where we have a very active group with nearly 200 members, the Staffordshire Marketing Academy LinkedIn group. Thank you very much for listening.